Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 71 today. Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and rescue me. Bow down thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my rock of habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of thee. I am as a wonder to many, but thou art my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. For mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and I will praise thee yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I will come with the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Yea, even when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have declared thy strength unto the next generation, thy might unto everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Thou hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed us many and sore troubles, shall quicken us again. Thou shalt bring us up again from the depths of the earth. Increase thou my greatness, and turn again, and comfort me. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing praises with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are ashamed, for they are confounded, that seek my hurt. This psalm circles round and around and around, examining different themes that we've seen before, but it looks at them over and over again. The idea of the adversary and the enemy coming in to cause problems. It speaks of the one who has known God since he was a youth, and the hope that one can last unto old age. And it speaks of the reactions and the feelings of those enemies, as well as the desire to create good reactions and good feelings and heart from those who will listen to the author who is speaking. And what is it that makes this wheel that circles around and round spin? Praise. Praise is what this psalm is about. Praise is the regular and moving theme. Praise is the reason the author has succeeded in the past. Praise is the hope for the author to continue. Praise is the goal for the author afterwards. And praise is what he wants to press onto others that they might hear. He is praising because he needs to do it. He is praising because the enemies need to hear it. He is praising because it gives others hope in God. He is praising even more so to glorify God and in gratitude to God. So as we read through again, listen for, it's almost like you need to listen for the times that he stops talking about praise. He is so constant in that. And listen for the circling around and around of the trouble with the enemies, but there is praise that he was with God in his youth, that he will be with God in the future, but that there is praise throughout that over and over again. Let's read it again. In thee, O God, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Bow down thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my rock of habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man, for thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb, thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder to many, but thou art my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise, and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength fails, for mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and I will praise thee yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of all thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will come with the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Yea, even when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have declared thy strength unto the next generation, thy might to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Thou hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed us many and sore troubles shall quicken us again, and shall bring us again from the depths of the earth. Increase thou my greatness, and turn again and comfort me. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing praises with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are ashamed, for they are confounded, that seek my hurt. Praise is the driving force in this psalm through one's reflection of childhood and one's hope in a future. Praise is what motivates the psalmist as he looks to the troubles that he is in and the hope that he has for others. Praise is such an obvious part of the child of God that I have found that it is easily something that I forget to engage in, to my shame. And my prayer is that as we read these psalms and meditate on them, we will not only praise God in their reading, but praise God even more in our day-to-day being. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.